candy. Imagine what it's like to be Rory Gamble, 45 years in the UAW, chosen last Saturday as acting president after embattled President Gary Jones took a leave of absence in the midst of the federal corruption probe that seems to get wider and deeper with every passing week. On Wednesday, Gamble told us his reforms begin with today's International Executive Board meeting.
I am going to be presenting to our board a number of initiatives that I want to enact right away and going forward and how we turn this thing around. They are going to be some very hard and some very unpopular things that we're going to have to do, but we don't have a choice.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us. Daniel, what are you hearing about what these initiatives of Rory Gamble's might include?
Not really. We had been told yesterday, my colleague Rob Snell and I, that one of the things that some people expected who were close to the union was potentially that Rory Gamble would dismiss the general counsel, who had led an internal investigation into the corruption that was largely linked to the Fiat Chrysler Joint Training Center. And they declared that the corruption stopped with Vice President Norwood Jewell, who headed that department. We've since seen this mushroom and grow a lot bigger. I don't know what he's got up his sleeve, but I can tell you that if it doesn't include cleaning out some individuals in the organization, I don't quite understand how you're going to get your arms around what the federal authorities have called this culture of corruption within the leadership of the UAW, that when you start to look at this and aggregate it as opposed to disaggregate it, you realize that this is a nationwide thing. You have the Joe Ashton indictment just of this week in the East Coast, the Philadelphia, South Jersey area. You've had stuff going on here in Detroit. You have stuff in Region 5 in St. Louis. You have Palm Springs in California. I mean, there is relationships among some of those things, but in a lot of cases, they're disparate things that are kind of spinning, but they're all kind of doing the same kind of thing. One of the common denominators is both kickbacks, but most more importantly, the use of member dues on some of these things.
With yesterday's charges against retired VP Joe Ashton, we're looking at 13 now. Is that what we're up to?
Yep, 13 and 10 convictions, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You've reviewed court papers suggesting more to come?
Oh, yeah. Based on what we've seen, we'd think there's at least two more lesser individuals in terms of rank that have been named and referred to in court papers, as well as the people we have identified the Detroit News through our sources as being Gary Jones, UAW Official A, the president of the United Auto Workers, and his predecessor, Dennis Williams, as UAW Official B.
And as you point out, and you and Robert Snell in your story today, it was actually Dennis Williams who not long ago was promising a deep reform of the union.
Well, that's the irony here. Both Dennis Williams, in his clean slate agenda, what he called that in 2017, and then Gary Jones in 18 as he acceded to the top of the union, they both promised this. They both talked about how appalling it was that the union members or union officials were taking advantage of the situation and availing themselves of funds either earmarked for members by the corporations or collected from the members in their dues. And now they are in the frame by what the federal government is saying as having been doing exactly what they were decrying.
What is the take on Rory Gamble? Is this the guy that is the right one to face this threat of a government takeover of the UAW?
Well, you talk to people that have been through this, and certainly if you talk to people that are familiar with the situation with the Teamsters, it is possible that there is going to be some kind of federal takeover, probably at a minimum some kind of financial monitor. And Mr. Gamble's right that you need to really be very, very proactive. Invariably, the response has been viewed as tepid and not going far enough. How long it took them to get Gary Jones to step aside was an issue. Rory Gamble, by all accounts, seems to be well-liked. He's headed the Ford Department. I think he was in Region 1A for some period of time. So he's been firmly kind of planted in that Western Wayne County, Dearborn, Ford orbit. The Ford people speak very highly of him. I think the way in which he was able to get a tentative agreement at Ford after a six-week strike at General Motors, even you could see it in the what they call the highlighter that they send out to the members. The difference between the GM highlighter and the Ford highlighter was night and day. The Ford highlighter was much more detailed, better put together, explained what the investment commitments by Ford Motor Company would be over the next 4 years. It was just on a whole other level. And I think he's trying to set the right tone. But the reality is there's a lot of people in the governing International Executive Board of the Union who are in some way, shape, or form either compromised by this whole scandal, or they were the assistant to somebody, or their assistant. For example, Cindy Estrada is a vice president and head of the FCA department. Her AA, her administrative assistant, was indicted as part of the Ashton thing in the East Coast. And she said to people at the time, I didn't know about any of this until I read about it in the newspaper. Well, I think a lot of people are like, really? You know, you didn't know? That's, you know, either you didn't, if you don't know, it says something bad. And if you did know, it says something bad. So, and she's just one example. And there are other members of that board. So I think you have a lot of that going on. And I think people are looking into that board as saying, are you really the people that are supposed to clean this up? You know, this is a board of directors and a management board all rolled into one. And they are answerable only to the members once every 4 years. And that's not even a direct election. One of the reforms that may end up being forced on the UAW is that they have to move to direct elections, which means you directly elect the president by name, just the way you elect a governor or you elect the mayor of a city.
Detroit News business columnist and associate business editor Daniel Howes, thanks so much.
You bet.